Hundreds of high school students opt out of an LGBTQIA plus history and culture lesson. How the Liberty Council stepped in to push back against the political indoctrination, and how that demand letter seemed to work. The founder and chairman of Liberty Council is my guest this week. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Educate. I'm Liz Collin. We are going to talk to the founder of Liberty Council, Matt Staver, on that case and some others as well as they continue their critical legal work coming up. I want to say good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll get to that interview here in just a moment. But first, if you are new to the show, I want to welcome you to Educate. We're here each and every week to take a deep dive into education. We're also showing you ways to get involved, the conversations to take to your school boards or even to your friends, how best to approach the things that too many people seem to stay silent on as our kids pay the ultimate price for that silence. Here on Educate, we provide both criticism and positive solutions to problems. My name is Liz Collin. I am a Minnesota-based journalist with Alpha News. I am a wife. I'm a mom with a kid in school as well. Happy to be with you as we navigate this wild world of education together. But we are here to help. With that, our first story on Educate this week, an op-ed that caught my eye in Newsweek to kick things off. The title, American Education Needs a Pro-Parent Overhaul. Here it is, though, in black and white. That op-ed reads, with millions of families fleeing public schools in recent years and millions more set to join the exodus in the years ahead, the debate around public education is shifting dramatically. That is bad news for the education establishment, but it can be great news for children and the country. While Americans once argued about how best to fix the system, today's discussions, especially among conservatives and Christians, often revolve around finding the fastest way to get children out. In fact, almost two-thirds of Americans are dissatisfied with the quality of public education. I'll say that again. Almost two-thirds of Americans, an incredible number, dissatisfied with the quality of public education. Even liberals are rapidly losing trust in schools, the op-ed reads. The reasons for this trends are not hard to see. On academics alone, the system is a dumpster fire. The federal government's own national assessment of educational progress shows only about one in three students are proficient in core subjects. Again, one in three students proficient. But the academic disaster is just the tip of the iceberg. One in 10 students have encountered sexual misconduct by a faculty member. The U.S. Department of Education research shows that. Again, one in 10 students encountered sexual misconduct by a faculty member. Violence and crime in school are exploding. Highly sexualized books and lessons have outraged even the most tolerant parents. And suicide, once unthinkable among young people, is now a leading cause of death in children. It goes on to say that public schools have become, in effect, burning buildings as children suffer academically. And in countless other ways, millions of parents are frantically trying to figure out how to protect their young. This is definitely an op-ed in Newsweek that appeared just recently on April 16th that is worth reading. So I encourage you to do so. Alex Newman, you may know him, he went ahead and penned this op-ed in Newsweek. Of course, we've had Alex Newman on the show before. You can look up his work on thenewamerican.com. He hosts Behind the Deep State, a nationally syndicated radio show, of course, an author, and does great work over there at The New American, so be sure to follow him. I thought Alex Newman's op-ed led into this story that we're featuring this week about hundreds of high school students opting out of LGBTQIA history and culture lesson at the Osseo Area School District quite recently. This is amazing to me because it really shows that students, not just parents, are fed up with many of these lessons that seem to be rammed down their throats and also kept from parents. So this is an ongoing issue in the Osseo School District, a large school district in the state of Minnesota that dates back, in fact, to 2022. So basically, this board resolution was passed that year by the school board that allowed it unprecedented direction to teach special interest lessons, according to a parent group required to be rolled out in the middle and elementary school levels next year. So thousands of students have then now opted out of that very lesson this year, because this was the first year they went ahead and brought it to actual students themselves. So this was pretty wild when it did come up in 2022 to start with, talking about how the school board then approved, I have to always get this right, LGBTQIA history and culture resolution to support policies, practices, and curricula that respects the LGBTQ students and their families throughout the school year. So take a listen to this document. This lists numerous action items for the superintendent and district staff in Osseo to include. So they've officially recognized June as Pride Month. They've dedicated the month of June to celebrate LGBTQ history and culture. The allowance of greater student choice in which restrooms and locker rooms they use. The support for gender-affirming curriculum. The establishment of advisory and affinity groups addressing structural barriers, inequities, and lived experience of LGBTQIA plus scholars and their families, tracking district performance and progress on these matters and reporting them before the school board every June. And here we go, flying the LGBTQIA plus progress pride flag in June, quote, at all district buildings and in the school board room as a symbol of support to the LGBTQIA plus student, staff, and their families. So, as you can imagine, this perhaps did not go over that well with many families within the school district. They had many that spoke out against such a resolution in June. Back at the time, they went ahead and passed that anyway, and this is where Liberty Council got involved. So I am excited to speak to the founder of Liberty Council here coming up on Educate for how that group got involved, this demand letter that they sent to the district, and amazingly, how that seemed to actually work. Basically, though, the Liberty Council sent this demand letter, which then led to students being allowed to walk out of the LGBT lesson. So when all this was a 40-page demand letter from the Liberty Council, which is a national Christian advocacy organization, we'll hear more about them and their work coming up in the next segment. But this went ahead and went out to them, and this gave students, again, a right to opt out of this curriculum. So this was sort of a litmus test to see how this went over, and it seems, just by pictures and judging from this parents group and such, that in fact more students walked out than actually opted in to this curriculum when it was recently taught. In summary, this demand letter saying, quote, government is not permitted to establish a government orthodoxy on matters of sexuality and identity. So this goes on and drags on for months until the Osseo School District, which is the fifth largest district in the state of Minnesota, came back on March 28th of this year that said students themselves may choose to leave prior to or during the lesson. An alternative class centering on college and career readiness will be available for them to attend instead. Isn't this amazing that they go ahead and offer a class centering on college and career readiness during this LGBTQIA plus curriculum? It seems each and every day we should be opting in to classes centered around college and career readiness. Should we not? I think anyone with a bit of common sense and critical thinking would perhaps agree with that. So looking forward to our conversation with Liberty Council coming up. Remember to get exclusive digital access to the most informative, nonpartisan, truthful news source for patriotic Americans out there. Discover a refreshing blend of time-honored values, principles, and insightful perspectives within the pages of the New American Magazine. Delve into a world where tradition is the foundation and exploration knows no bounds. Head to thenewamerican.com. The New American, no more, do more. Again, that's thenewamerican.com. The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. Now, for a limited time, The New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. Available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Welcome back to Educate. I'm your host, Liz Collin, and my guest this week is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver. Before we get into your involvement, sir, with what's gone on in the Osseo, Minnesota School District, our topic of the show here this week, a couple other cases I'd also like to highlight. I know you guys do such important work, but if we could start there, give us a bit of your background on the Liberty Counsel. I know you yourself, a former pastor and attorney, of course, with Liberty Counsel. But what's the mission there at Liberty Counsel? And talk about, what you're dedicated to doing.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you. Thank you for having me. Liberty Counsel, my wife and I, who is also an attorney, she's president and general counsel of Liberty Counsel. I'm founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We founded Liberty Counsel in 1989, and the mission is to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. We do that through litigation, through education, and through public policy. We have cases all over the United States, including the United States Supreme Court. We recently won a major case at the U.S. Supreme Court, 9-0, that involved a free speech, free exercise of religion, that was the foundation, the catalyst for overturning a 1971 decision from the Supreme Court called Lemon versus Kurtzman, which back in the 70s, that decision for 51 years until it was overturned in 2022. Was used as a catalyst, as you will, to distort the First Amendment, not only the Establishment Clause, the Free Exercise Clause, and also used as a basis to censor religious viewpoints. And that was the issue in our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, which we won 9-0. So we have cases all over the United States. We have cases that we have briefed currently that are pending right now at the United States Supreme Court as well. We have offices in Florida, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and we have hundreds of volunteer and other affiliate attorneys around the nation.
And I think it's so important to hear from someone like yourself. It seems there are many people out there who just, throw their hands up in the air, what can we do? Well, you guys there at Liberty Counsel are those people behind the scenes. There is something to be done when it comes to the legal system, and you're doing it. I think you're fighting for so many of us. So thank you so much for that. And talking about this case specifically, we gave our listeners some background in the first segment. Again, my guest this week from the Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, founder and chairman. But this dates back actually to 2022 in Minnesota in the Osseo School District, Minnesota's fifth largest school district in the state. They went ahead and adopted this LGBTQIA plus history and culture resolution back then. But as part of that, they wanted to go ahead and teach some lessons in class to their students. Talk a little bit about the background of this case, how this came to light, how Liberty Counsel then stepped in and got involved.
Yeah, so it began back in 2022, as you mentioned. So why are we talking about it in 2024? And the answer is because it just got addressed. And this was in the process of moving forward from the school district, going back to 2022 with this resolution. And this LGBTQIA plus history and culture lesson, and that's their language, that's their words. They wanted to implement that in the high school curriculum. They wanted to do it in 2024. And so parents and some others objected to this. There was no resolution. And so it came to our attention when some teachers and others brought it to Liberty Counsel's attention, we sent a demand letter to the superintendent of the Osseo Area School District 279 in Minnesota. And as a result of that demand letter, we demanded that both under the federal constitution, First Amendment, the state constitution, Minnesota, and the school's own policies, that the school needed to allow those that wanted to opt out, including teachers, to opt out. Teachers and students certainly had the right to opt out of this curriculum that they wanted to present. It was a quite radical curriculum that was indoctrination in its intent. As a result, we issued another press release after we did the demand letter. And right after receiving our demand letter, the school district on March 28th sent out an email to school officials that stated, quote, teacher opt-out religious accommodations will be approved, close quote, and, quote, students may choose to leave prior or during the lesson, close quote. That actually happened in significant numbers. So they backtracked, they allowed opt-outs, and these students and teachers took advantage of those opt-outs, which we'll talk about in a few moments.
Yeah, and just to go a bit more into this declaration, if you will, that they make, that June, each and every month, is Pride Month. The allowance of greater student choice in which restrooms and locker rooms they can use in the Osseo School District, support for gender-affirming curriculum, establishment of advisory and affinity groups addressing structural barriers and equities, and the lived experience of LGBTQIA plus scholars and their families, tracking district performance and progress on these matters and reporting on them before the school board each and every June. I'm wondering, you know, from your work, from where it stands, Matt Staver, there at the Liberty Council, did the Osseo School District seem to be an outlier in the fact that how they've really embraced this ideology, or is this happening in more districts than parents and people perhaps realize?
Well, it's certainly at the extreme end of what we see, but we've seen similar in other school districts as well. And the problem is that it's getting more extreme, more ridiculous, more coercive, more indoctrination. And this certainly was one of those that is on the more extreme end. They also asked, for example, in the lessons, if the students were confused about, curious about, and questioning their sexuality, fitting within at least one of the Q categories in its lengthy acronym of LGBTQIA+, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and asexual. The students are instructed to answer questions that are listed on the closure reflection sheet and turned in as an exercise. So this particular program they wanted to indoctrinate the students with was very radical. And it was deceptive and, frankly, coercive. Students would not feel comfortable doing this. And so, consequently, there was a lot of pushback, but the school district was not listening to this pushback until we sent the demand letter, and then the school relented. Now, as a result, in one school, there was about 1,000 or more students that opted out. The photograph from this is quite startling, and it really shows you how much opposition there was from the student body.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that resistance and what students now are doing, sort of taking matters into their own hands after the Liberty Council became involved, because I think it does show that the power certainly of this demand letter and students kind of being fed up with all of this indoctrination as well. So again, my guest this week on Educate, the chairman, founder of Liberty Council, Matt Staver. He's going to stick around here and we'll talk more about this all coming up. You're listening to Educate with Liz Collin. This show is brought to you by The New American. For more, visit thenewamerican.com. We'll be right back. The New American magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. Now, for a limited time, The New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. Available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
Welcome back to Educate. A reminder, this show is brought to you by The New American. Head over to thenewamerican.com for more. This is Liz Collin, and Mr. Matt Staver from the Liberty Council is kind enough to be my guest this week. And I couldn't help but reach out to the Liberty Council after seeing this story. Of course, it was not covered by the corporate media in Minnesota. Why would it be? Because it really goes against a lot of this propaganda that they've helped to push from the very beginning. But you had students walk out in mass, Mr. Staver, after this. They went ahead and they offered this curriculum. I thought it was funny that I think it was a college course or college prep course that they were teaching during this time. It seems to me from the parent groups that I've reached out to that more students, in fact, opted out of this curriculum than opted in. They were finding cafeterias to put them in, you know, more rooms across the district in all of these schools. But just talk about that from your perspective in the legal world, how much of a win something like this, you know, is at the end of the day.
Well, it's a huge win. And actually, it's encouraging that you have parents, teachers, and students just stand up against this indoctrination, this nonsense that they were trying to push down their throats in the school. And they made a difference. And I think that would encourage them going forward, that their voice can be heard if they collectively come together. And certainly we were right there to help them out. But in one school, as you mentioned, there are so many students that opted out, about 1,000 of them or so. There's a photograph from the back of an auditorium. It's a theater-style seating auditorium with tiered seats and a stage. That entire auditorium is filled with students. But that was overflowing. So the same school had to open up their gymnasium to allow for more students to opt out going into the gymnasium. Another school had about 400 students opt out. And we also hear that the attendance that day was low because a lot of students didn't even go to school. So they opted out of the entire school day, let alone opt out of this particular indoctrination. I think it sent a significant message to the school that they need to respect the rights of these individuals. They need to stop this indoctrination. I mean, one of the things that I have here as part of the presentation that they would have seen is an LGBTQIA plus representation. It's a slide, and it says, do you know any celebrities, influencers, or public figures who are part of the LGBTQIA plus community and or use pronouns other than she, her, and he, him? And they have 9 people who are supposedly celebrities that use Z, her, hers, Z, here, hears, and it goes on and on and on. You can't even pronounce these things, but it has these individuals. One guy is dressed in a pink, I don't know what kind of an outfit it is, with a pink cowboy hat. It's unbelievable that they're pushing this onto the students. What good does this do? It also has a slide regarding pronouns. And some of these pronouns, I'm not kidding, you would have no idea what they're talking about. A gender neutral pronoun would be XE. That would be the equivalent of, I guess, a single subject. XEM for an object. And XYRS for possessive. Unbelievable. These are the kinds of things that they want to teach these students in the school. I'm glad for the parents, the teachers, and the students who took advantage of this and that we were able to help them in opting out of this ridiculous indoctrination.
Ridiculous is right. You almost need a translator to even make make sense of such a thing. So no wonder you have students in droves showing up, either staying home or showing up for a college prep course, if you will. I wanted to mention in a statement to Alpha News in one of these publications here, the district called equity work one of its highest priorities. The statement went on to say, "We strive to ensure equitable student achievement for each and every scholar and to offer school environments where everyone feels safe, welcome, and respected. The approved LGBTQIA+ history and culture resolution is one step in doing this. The basis for these efforts is noted within our core values and strategic plan priorities." This is from a communications director with the Osseo School District. And you have to wonder, again, Matt Staver, my guest, the chairman and founder of Liberty Council, if they'll rethink things now, next year, after something like this, after this message that was sent.
Well, I hope they would, but, you know, we have to be vigilant to make sure that they get the message loud and clear. They should have gotten a loud and clear message. Obviously, they knew that if they continued to pursue this route without giving opt-out options, and they were trying to hide this curriculum from anybody who wanted to view it because they made it very burdensome if you wanted to view this curriculum. You had to apply. You had to get approved. You had to come and look at the curriculum only on campus. You couldn't see it any other way. So they tried to hide this from the parents and from anyone who wanted to view it. They were called on that. They were presented the legal arguments and they backed down. But more than that, I think the visible representation of the scores and scores of students who stayed home and or who went to school, but they chose to opt out, they banded together. I think that will give those students some more boldness to make sure that they band together and they opt out and they push back in the future when the school does it. So I'm hoping that they'll get the lesson. I'm not convinced that they will. So that's why we're going to have to constantly monitor this particular school district to make sure they never try this stunt again.
You can follow the Liberty Council on X. It's simply Liberty Council. They do such great work, and also head to lc.org. That's LC for Liberty Council, lc.org to follow some of their cases. And I couldn't help, as I said, but reach out after seeing a story like this, because it's also amazing to hear about, again, Matt Staver, just the great lengths they go to hide this information, which is why people then are called conspiracy theorists, or you're a right-wing lunatic if you think these things are happening in your child's school, or, you know, you're one of those book banners. They go ahead and label you, certainly, if you push back against this. But here it is, students now seeing it for themselves. So I do want to talk more about, just before we go to break here, perhaps we have just a minute. What is your advice then for people, you know, who do see this? This does bother them. Not everything obviously rises to the level of such, you know, a demand letter and whatnot. But what do you tell parents if they see something that is questionable and they seem to, you know, be hitting a wall?
Well, first of all, I would say stay in touch with your son or daughter. Stay in touch with your children and communicate with them on a regular basis. There may be some situations, and we've encountered this in the past, where there may be some really objectionable material that's flashed up on a screen without your knowledge. And it really bothers these young people, these children, for natural reasons, but they don't want to talk about it. And if you notice something going on, make sure you have those communication lines always open on a regular basis. And then when you find out about these things, not only from your children, but also paying attention to what's going on with the school, getting involved in what's happening, what they're being taught. And if you see something objectionable, gather information and contact Liberty Council. You can go to lc.org, lc.org, or people can call us 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776. The easiest thing, though, is just to go to lc.org, lc.org. And right there on that front page, there is a tab called Legal. You can click on that tab, fill out your form. We'll get back in touch with you right away. And just like in the ASEO case, together we can make a difference.
Absolutely. And I want to talk more about the difference you're making coming up. Matt Staver, my guest from Liberty Counsel, as we continue this conversation here this week on Educate. They are the folks doing the work. They're taking this. Sometimes it doesn't even have to go to court. And I think that you know, a lot of people do think that, you know, this is an uphill battle. I don't have the money. I can't hire an attorney. This is where the Liberty Counsel comes in. Something like this case in Osseo, a demand letter simply did it. It was pretty strongly worded. So you guys certainly know what you're doing. I think 14 pages in all. Is that right?
That's right. It was a long demand letter. Yeah. It also had some highlights from the actual slides. All you have to do is look at the one that we have with the pronoun slides. And it will just basically, in that one slide, tell you how crazy and radical this presentation was.
We'll have more with Matt Staver coming up after the break.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
Remember to get exclusive digital access to the most informative, nonpartisan, truthful news for patriotic Americans. Discover a refreshing blend of time-honored values, principles, and insightful perspectives within the pages of the New American Magazine. There are still magazines out there worth reading, you guys. Delve into a world where tradition is the foundation and exploration knows no bounds. From politics and finance to foreign affairs, environment, culture, and technology, we bring you an unparalleled array of topics that matter most. For more, visit thenewamerican.com. The New American, know more, do more. Again, that's thenewamerican.com. Visit today. Welcome back to Educate. This is Liz Collin. As we continue the conversation this week on Educate with Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Switching gears here, I know there's a lot of cases we could talk about as we've been discussing what has been gone on in the Osseo School District in Minnesota, but this was one that caught my eye. I actually think perhaps even if you are wondering, you're not crazy, first of all, for any parents out there, for things that perhaps are bothering you when you are talking to your student at home. As you said, how important it is, Matt, to be checking in and really getting a good handle on your child's education. But this case in Hawaii caught my eye, and I encourage people to look at just cases you guys are involved with because you score a lot of wins, even as you said at the top of the broadcast here on Educate. But this is the Good News Club in Hawaii, now must have equal access. I thought this was quite interesting. If you could explain for our listeners what this case really centers on.
Yes, Child Evangelism Fellowship is an international ministry focusing on primarily elementary age students and children. One of their programs is called the Good News Club, and the Good News Clubs are all over the United States. They're in about almost 4,000 schools. Case went to the United States Supreme Court, and on June 11, 2001, the Supreme Court sided with Good News Clubs, saying that it would be a violation of the First Amendment to exclude them when you allow other similar non-religious organizations, say, for example, like the Scouts on campus. So the law is clear. Liberty Counsel, we've represented hundreds of Good News Club cases around the country. Most of them resolved through a letter. Every case that we've litigated, we've won every single one. In Hawaii, prior to COVID, Good News Clubs were on campus after school, just like other clubs. Then COVID shut down all the schools and the clubs. But then after COVID, they started to allow some of these after-school programs back on campus, but many of the school districts denied the Good News Clubs. After repeated attempts to get back on campus, they were denied again, or they were ignored. In one case, the school administrator for a particular school district admitted that it was because you're religious, you can't come back on campus. Now, that's clearly a constitutional violation. In another case, they made up an excuse, well, there's no room So the Good News Club said, well, we'll meet outside on the grass. In Hawaii, you always have, you know, pretty good weather. So they said, no, you can't do that either. So we ended up sending a demand letter. Nothing happened. We then filed a lawsuit. The school district filed a response, which was the worst response I've ever seen since our history in 1989 when we were founded. And we filed a reply. Just a few days ago, the federal judge ruled that the school district's reply was really no reply at all, and they've essentially conceded that they have engaged in unconstitutional actions. So now the court has asked us to file a brief, which we are in the process of doing, to address the parameters, what a preliminary injunction would look like. So we will get a preliminary injunction pretty soon, but it is going to be coming up very quickly. We warned the school that this was unconstitutional, what they were doing, and they continued to persist anyway.
Wow. Incredible. Do you see the tide turning from where you stand and the work at Liberty Counsel? We started today's show with an op-ed by Alex Newman with the New American as well. Just pointing to some statistics, about two-thirds now of parents are dissatisfied with public education. And, you know, just with the majority of students not being proficient in math and in reading, do you see the tide turning?
Absolutely. In fact, I think you see it even more so post-COVID or as a result of COVID. And part of that was everything went online and the parents were, for the first time, really able to see what was happening with the education in their public schools. And consequently, they did not like what they saw. There's increased bullying on school campuses. There's the promotion, as we just talked about, and the osteo of this radical LGBTQ agenda. And so they're getting dissatisfied with it. The learning has dropped. The indoctrination has increased. So there is this exit from the public schools. Homeschool has increased. In fact, I'm also founder and chairman, chancellor of Covenant Journey Academy, which we launched in 2023. And that is a Christian K through 12 online Christian Academy, Covenant Journey Academy, with over 150 courses taught by certified teachers. We also have over 30 college courses for dual credit, so you can graduate with a high school diploma and an AA college degree from an accredited university. We have 6 languages, lots of different opportunities, and so we're finding a big interest in parents wanting to participate in this 24/7, 365 opportunity that could be done anywhere in the world on your schedule, self-paced, with rolling enrollment every Monday. And we're having a lot of parents who have an interest in having their child educated in the foundation of a biblical worldview, but free from the indoctrination, free from the bullying.
And you're right, these opportunities now exist. And whereas before you may have felt you were just out on an island alone, you can certainly plug in and connect with other parents with similar principles and goals for their children, whereas perhaps even years ago that wasn't the case. Well, again, thank you so much. My guest this week, Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. But before we go, where is the best place, again, to reach out if you are looking for some legal help and also to follow along? I actually think it's positive to be following your story. I think some of us get so caught up sometimes with the bad news, but you guys are doing a lot of good. You highlight that.
Yeah.
So tell us where to go.
Very good. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Click on the subscribe tab at the top, and then you can subscribe free of charge to some of our email communications, lc.org, click on subscribe. And if you're interested in Covenant Journey Academy, cj.academy. That's cj.academy.
Again, Matt Staver, thank you so much for being my guest this week.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
What a great guest. How refreshing to talk to someone like this involved with the good fight. And I do think it is quite uplifting to take a look at Liberty Counsel's website. They highlight all of their wins at the U.S. Supreme Court, more local cases as well, other courts. You can just go ahead and follow along at lc.org, lc.org. I'm also excited about next week. Wanted to give you a little preview of what we're working on for Educate for next week's episode, New Language Watch. Have you guys heard about this? This is Language Watch, which was launched a few weeks back. It's through Restoration America, basically really specifically focusing on language and how it seems conservatives sort of fall for this language game that the left seems to play again and again. Everything from abortion rights, which we'll be talking about, things like gender-affirming care, election denier, systemic racism. Of course, we've heard all of these, book banning, carbon pollution, your truth. That's also another good one. So we're going to go ahead and dissect that coming up next week on Educate, do a little educating ourselves with Restoration America. They're going to join me for the show to talk about Language Watch, how you can push back and bring this up in conversation, and how, I think perhaps most importantly, not to fall for the left's games. Talking specifically about abortion rights, just from this itself, it says the left has successfully hijacked the language that dominates our culture and political landscape. Abortion rights is the perfect example of this because it assumes one has the inherent right to abortion. This is from the Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer Dan Curry, who will be my guest next week. It's time we examine the words he says and phrases we've heard and stop using language that is dishonest, misleading, and weaponized by the left against conservatives. So I think that's going to be a great show coming up next week here on Educate. The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.